بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب استحباب التبشير والتهنئة بالخير. الحمد لله. This is the 95th chapter of Riyad al-Salihin. Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi brings about this chapter of it being mustahab, desirable, of giving glad tidings. Basharat, tabshir, giving glad tidings and congratulating some person on some good, the performance of some good deed or some anything good. So we see our Shariat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at so many things that is for the betterment of man. So here we have been exhorted to give glad tidings to people, to motivate them, to inspire them, so that they could continue performing good deeds. Like how when a person passes away, Shariat tells us to express our condolences to the person. We console the person, so he feels supportive, he feels good at the time of loss. Similarly, like on the fact of, on the chapter of giving glad tidings, here Sharia tells us, if somebody is going to do some good deed or he's going to achieve something, then give him the glad tidings for it. Cheer him up. قال الله تعالى فَبَشِّرْ عِبَادِ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَمِعُونَ الْقَوْلَ فَيَتَّبِعُونَ أَحْسَنَ. Allah Ta'ala says, so convey glad tidings to my servants who listen attentively to the Qur'an, to the speech, and follow the best of it. So we find Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi brings about 10 verses, plus minus 10 verses, in which he brings all the verses where the word yubashshiruhum comes, bashir wa abshiru fa basharna, all is showing basharat. Basharat means to give glad tidings. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يُبَشِّرُهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ بِرَحْمَةٍ مِّنْهُ وَرِضْوَانٍ وَجَنَّاتٍ لَّهُمْ فِيهَا نَعِيمٌ مُقِيمٌ. Allah ta'ala says, their sustainer gives them the glad tidings of His mercy, His pleasure, and such gardens where there shall be everlasting bounties. So again, Allah gives us glad tidings of His mercy, His happiness, His pleasure, and beautiful gardens, and living in an everlasting Jannah. So if we did not get these glad tidings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala giving us his basharat, then if you do good deeds, then glad tidings for you of a jannat, then we would not be so motivated towards doing these good deeds. Ya Allah is motivating us. Allah is giving us glad tidings. A person is writing exam. The teacher says, end of the year, you do well, then we will give you a prize. So that is motivating the person towards doing well in school. So similarly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala throughout so many verses, so many surahs, Allah gives glad tidings. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوَعَدُونَ. Allah says, and rejoice and accept glad tidings about the paradise which you have been promised. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى فَبَشَّرْنَاهُ بِغُلَامٍ حَلِيمٍ. Allah says, so we conveyed to him the glad tidings of an obedient son. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى وَلَقَدْ جَاءَتْ رُسُلُنَا إِبْرَاهِيمَ بِالْبُشْرَى. Allah says, indeed our messengers came to Ibrahim with glad tidings. So the messengers come to Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam and they give him basharat, glad tidings, that listen, you're going to get a child and the son of yours is going to be halim, he's going to be very tolerant, he's going to be obedient. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى وَمْرَأَتُهُ قَائِمَةٌ فَضَحِكَتْ فَبَشَّرْنَاهَا بِإِسْحَاقَ وَمِنْ وَرَاءِ إِسْحَاقَ يَعْقُوبَ. Allah Ta'ala explains this scene of where Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam is with his wife and the angels come, and Allah Ta'ala says his wife, that is the wife of Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, was standing nearby. فَضَحِكَتْ, then she expressed laughter. فَبَشَّرْنَاهَا, as we conveyed to her the glad tidings of her getting a child. فَبَشَّرْنَاهَا بِإِسْحَاقَ, of Ishaq. وَمِنْ وَرَاءِ إِسْحَاقَ يَعْقُوبَ, and after Yaqub, and Yaqub after Ishaq. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them glad tidings of getting a child even at that old age where she was barren and she felt that she would not get any more children. It was they had reached an old age also. Despite that old age, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed them with a child, and he Allah sent down angels to give them the glad tidings of this child. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى فَنَادَتْهُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَهُوَ قَائِمٌ يُصَلِّي فِي الْمِحْرَابِ أَنَّ اللَّهَ يُبَشِّرُكَ بِيَحْيَى. Allah Ta'ala says, so the angels call out to him while he stood praying in the chamber. Allah says, Allah gives you the glad tidings of Yahya. So Zakariya alayhi salatu salam, whilst he's engaged in salat in the mihrab, angels call out to him and angels give him the glad tidings of him getting a child who will be called Yahya. وقال تعالى إذ قالت الملائكة يا مريم إن الله يبشرك بكلمة منه اسمه المسيح. Allah Ta'ala says when the angel said, O Maryam, Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam, now she is given glad tidings. Indeed Allah conveys to you the glad tidings of a word from him, in other words a child. His name shall be Masih, that is Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, without having a father. Without having a father, Allah gave this miraculous birth to Sayyidina Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam, with Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah just said, Kun, and he became. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives glad tidings now here to Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam. And the one hadith, عن أبي إبراهيم ويقال أبو محمد ويقال أبو معاوية عبد الله بن أبي أوفى رضي الله تعالى أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بشر خديجة رضي الله تعالى عنها ببيت في الجنة من قصب لا صخب فيه ولا نصب متفق عليه. Rasulullah gave Hazrat Khadija radiyallahu ta'ala his wife glad tidings of a house in Jannah of a very hollow beautiful pearl. Qasab in this context refers to al-lu'lu'ul mujawwaf, a very huge pearl, pearl shaped house in which the inside is hollow and very very deep. La sakhaba fihi, there will be no noise in Jannah, in this home of Sayyidina Khadija radiallahu ta'ala. Wala nasaba, there'll be no fatigue. She won't be made to do any work whatsoever. So the people of Jannah will be enjoying the beautiful boundaries of Jannah. And yes, specifically, Allah Ta'ala sent glad tidings to Khadija. In some narrations, Jibreel Israat comes and he says, Allah has conveyed his salam to Khadija. And I am also conveying my salam to Khadija. Allah and Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam conveyed this salam to Khadija radiallahu ta'ala and then gave her his glad tidings of a very beautiful house, a pearl, a hollow pearl, in which there'll be no noise, no fatigue whatsoever. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to understand. Wa akhir da'wan alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta.